Dave Nicolai, University of Minnesota, Extension Educator in Crops.
Dave, we're talking on the 2nd of May, and from what I understand, there has not been much field work done, or at least not a lot of corn in the ground. I understand further north, some small grains have been going in, probably some cultivating and some fertilizer activity, but by and large, corn planting so far this spring, is there much activity at all yet?
It's been very limited in Minnesota. I've heard reports in the New Ulm area where there was a couple of farms and farmers that had planted quite a few acres, probably in some coarser textured, lighter soil. We've had some activity in Dakota County between the Farmington area and Rosemont area, again on some lighter textured soils, more coarse soil types where there's been some of that. There's been quite a bit of activity in terms of spring fertilizer, however, in a lot of these areas with anhydrous ammonia and dry fertilizer spreading as well. But limited activity, if you go farther west, from what I understand, my coworkers have indicated that in the Sibley-Nicollet County area, and also talked to another grower in the Renville County area, and also other reports that I've gotten farther west, where we've had probably colder temperatures. The frost just went out recently, and some of that soil type of heavier clay type soils tends to be colder longer, and of course we want it to be in dry condition when they do the tillage.
Recent rainfall may be helping on the frost front, but keeping those fields saturated, so it might take a while for those heavier soils to dry out?
Well, the rainfall has been scattered and variable. We've gotten some rainfall here the night of May 1st into May 2nd in parts of southeastern Minnesota. I know in the Rosemont area, or Farmington area, we've had up to 8 tenths, but then we go a little bit farther north to some of our teaching area on St. Paul campus. We just had 2 tenths. So it's variable, a little less to the west, but I would expect that to probably get back into the field. But we do know that there are some rainfall amounts in the forecast for Thursday of this week, and so we'll see how that plays out. But the bottom line, it has been slow in terms of corn planting. There has been obviously small grain, wheat planting. I'm sure other crops that are very time sensitive, like sugar beets and canning peas and so forth, are going to have priority as well.
Has this spring been reminiscent of others that you can recall where we saw snowfall, significant snowfall, up into the last week of April, and really no corn planting getting done as we flip the page into the May calendar? And if this has been a year similar to ones that you remember, what are some of the things to take away from prior springs that might be either encouraging or a little worrisome for this time around?
Well, we know we have to probably go back to 2013 and earlier to find some of those years. More recently, we've been able to get in the field a little bit earlier in terms of timing. But as a whole, we've learned that obviously we want to stay with that same relative maturity hybrid in a lot of our crops, because the full seasons do tend to obviously give us a better yield when we look at that, and especially up through the middle of the third week in May before we're serious about that. But we know that we can also still get a very good yield in a lot of corn situations up through the middle of May, probably well within 95% of the average or peak yields. If we look at some of the historical data, it will tend to trail off after that point in time. We have learned, obviously, to be concerned about planting time and causing everything from sidewall compaction in the planter, or wet soil conditions and compaction, to some of our heavier clay soils tend to get a little cloddy if we work them up when it's too wet. So those are our concerns as well. We also know, obviously, that with large machinery, we can cover a lot of acres in a limited amount of time. One of the issues that we're running into in some of the ground, of course, is getting our spring fertilizer done. If that hasn't been done prior to that, either from an environmental standpoint in southeast Minnesota or other logistics, but that takes time to work in as well. So hopefully those things can be done where and when. But, of course, some of that hinges upon having a good soil test and taking that into account as well.
You touched on maturities, and maybe this is an obvious thing, but when you think about growing degree day units, when a lot of the seed isn't even yet in the ground and it's now May 2nd. Are you pretty concerned that, we're going to be playing catch-up all season long with GDUs?
Well, certainly that's the option the case. Now, we know that we can get some warmer temperatures in midsummer, and those are always the concern of getting too hot and stressful at the time of pollination. That's been the concern for years, of course, in planting wheat and other crops and small grain crops later in the season and causing stress at a critical time, given the fact that we're pushing that into a hotter time of the year. But it will be catching up. But again, keeping in mind, of course, green degree units can accumulate in warm temperatures day and night. I think sometimes the concern we had quite a few years ago when we had a weather condition and actually had frost in late August or a killing frost, and that would be very detrimental. But barring that, we've been extensive in terms of being able to still get that full use and, you know, the full month of September. In fact, we did need that last year and some other years when we had a cooler than normal summertime, and we were still okay. So some of that's dependent upon situations, Mark, dealing with what the weather will be like in the month of September and into the month of October. And I'm sure based upon what we're looking at now, we will need that beneficial temperature in the fall as well.
Thinking back to the winter meeting season, Extension covered so many different topics, but I remember one in particular, growing soybeans that can outcompete weeds, and talking to Lisa Benkin about that. One potential strategy would be planting soybeans earlier and maybe even planting beans before corn. Do you think we'll see any of that in Minnesota this spring?
Well, farmers are creatures of habit like anybody else, and I think the priority will be to look at getting the corn planted, and I still think that'll be the situation. Now, I do expect growers probably to move right straight from corn to soybeans, as they have in the past. On the flip side, though, sometimes if we have a giant ragweed concern, say, for example, limiting that soybean planting to a little bit later may be beneficial because of the early emerging weeds. So if you know your weed spectrum can work around that, that might be beneficial to push that off actually a little bit in that case with that. But on the other hand, when we have water hemp and so forth, we have continuous concerns and emergence that go through the month of August, so those will peak out a little bit later. So at this point in time, I would expect going from one to the other crop, probably still the need for pre-emerge herbicides to be put down on a timely manner with that. If we end up with some crop emergence at some point in time, there are some herbicides that you can actually go over the top of an emerged crop, but they're a little bit more limited, and you still have the timing thing in terms of height to be mindful about. So either way, extending that control, particularly if we're talking about water hemp.
Dave, anything else you want to make sure we cover today?
Well, the other crop we haven't talked about very much, and that is alfalfa, is now greening up. That, of course, is behind normal in what we have. It certainly is a perennial crop, but that'll come along very fast. And it's going to be time here soon for growers that probably have a couple-year-old stand to go out and take an assessment in terms of a plant stand count, and if they're starting to get down to that 5 or 6 plants per square foot or smaller, they might be wanting to rotate some of these fields out of alfalfa, depending upon their need for that. On the flip side, if they're going to be planting alfalfa, of course, that has a crop to be planted quite soon as well this spring. To get that going to take a couple of crops off as well. So either way, it's quality, it's count, and so forth that are really important. So I expect some of that will be needing to be attended to as well.
It sure seemed like there was plenty of snow cover throughout the winter, but maybe there were areas of the state where it was open, and will we see much winter kill as things start to green up, do you think, Dave?
We haven't heard of a lot of concern yet, but again, as you indicated, there are areas where probably the snow didn't cover. Sometimes we get ice sheeting, which can be very detrimental, or even differences in the terrain in a field where some areas were more snow covered, some of the hilltops or other sides may not have been. So, it's a type of thing where in scouting alfalfa, you really have to look over the vast majority and be very detailed in the field to get a handle on what's out there at this point. especially in the next week or so here as we go forward. So I don't expect it to be a huge problem, but certainly localized, especially on an older stand, that's really where you have to take care and do a good job scouting.